question was asked, who was the Ra'avad? So, in the year 4921, we have a rabbi named Rabbi Avram Bar Dior. Others say it's Rabbi Avram Bar David, who was known as the Ra'avad, which sometimes means Rav Avbetin, the head of the court. But Ra'avad, Rabbi Avram Bar Dior, or Bar David, Ben Yitzchak, Ben Rabbeinu Baruch Chaver, so he lived towards the end of the fourth millennium, and he is what we call Ra'avad HaRishon. The first Ra'avad, there were at least two Ra'avads. Really more, but we're going to discuss two. So this Ra'avad wrote a book called Emunah Rabbah, and he wrote a book about math. He was murdered in Tulitula, and he was a Levi. This is the Ra'avad that the Rambam mentions and praises. The Rambam, in a letter to his son, mentions a Ra'avad and praises him. Now, the Ra'avad had a student named Rabbi Meir, and when the Rambam writes a letter to Rabbi Shmuel ibn Tibon, he says that you should know that Rabbi Yehuda, your father, he says to Rabbi Shmuel ibn Tibon, was such a smart man that even Rabbi Meir, the disciple of the Ra'avad, said that your father was a big Talmid Chacham. This Ra'avad was a student of the Ibn Ezra. And this is not the Ra'avad that commented on the Rambam.
That'll be the second one then?
In a second. Now, so the first Ra'avad over here is quoted by the Rambam with great affection. The second Ra'avad is going to speak very harshly of the Rambam, and that's why we never find, that's what he writes. Rav Halperin writes that we never find the Rambam speaking about him, because you see that he treated the Rambam in a very derisive way. He looked down at the Rambam, and he wrote of the Rambam accordingly. Now, we're still going to discuss that Ra'avad in a second. So we skip forward to the second Ra'avad. And he, if we said the first Ra'avad was in the year 4921, the second Ra'avad is in 4954, 58. Okay? So he is almost 40 years later. 37 years later. And that is Rabbi Avram Rabbi David from the city of Piskaira. And he wrote commentaries on Talmud. And he wrote a book called Ba'alei HaNefesh, which we still have. And this Ra'avad was an old rabbi when the Rambam came around. And so when he read the Rambam's work, he looked at it as, who's this young whippersnapper coming up with new ideas? And he writes accordingly, meaning his reaction to Rambam is like the old sage looking at the young rabbi who's new on the block, and that's how he speaks of the Rambam. This Ra'avad was a big Talmid Chacham in Kabbalah. And he writes in his arguments with the Rambam over the holiness of the Temple Mount, he says, in our Bet Midrash, we had the Shekhinah appear. Ruach HaKodesh appeared in our Bet Midrash, and that's how I know that the Rambam's wrong. He says, how do I know? He says, we had Ruach HaKodesh in our Beis Midrash, and the Rambam's wrong. Whether that means Eliyahu appeared, an angel appeared, what exactly happened, I don't know. I don't know. And he wrote a work on all the laws, all the monetary laws. He wrote a lot of commentaries. And the Michlal Yofi, that's a later work, writes that he heard that the Rabbat had conversations with Eliyahu HaNavi. So even though when we read this Ravad, very often we read it and we wonder, because he speaks not nicely about the Rambam, so we're not so comfortable with him, because we've come to accept the Rambam. Perspective-wise, we have to gain perspective that he was the old rabbi at the time. The Rambam was the new rabbi on the block. So that's the Ravad from the year 4958. Okay, now if we want a picture of Rambam, the Rambam was born in the year 4091. Just for perspective, that makes him 33 years younger than the Ravad. When the Rambam was born, the second Ravad was 33 years old.
Okay.
So that means by the time the Rambam was writing his work, the second Ravad was already in his 70s. Okay, 70, 80. He was a very old rabbi at the time. The Rambam's in his 30s coming out with his work, and by the time the Rambam's 40, 45, you have the Ravad who's already well over 70. Saying, so that's the perspective. The Ravad is an old Rosh Yeshiva, the Rambam's coming out with his work, and the Ravad reads it like that.